Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lesson number 8. How does it make the ribosome without a ribosome to make the ribosome?
Curve scelte del ribosoma, per istruttore ribosoma di peppite del ribosoma.
Now you try.
Do you guys mind if in the remaining few minutes we go on an RNA fishing expedition?
Sure.
Because here's our quandary, Carl.
Okay. So what's your situation?
We're doing a show on trans. Okay, so recently we sat down with reporter and science writer Carl Zimmer to talk about RNA, all thing. We were talking about something else, and RNA came up at the end. Because here's why. Ever since we started doing this show, Robert got his... he got his...
I got a little insistent, I think is what
you want to say. A little insistent, because you were like, RNA, we got to do RNA.
Yes, I said that, RNA.
And I was like, what do you want to do? And you were like, I want to do RNA. And I was like, but is there a story? And you're like, no.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that if you understood what RNA does, you'd realize that translation is profoundly important to our existence. That's what I said.
Yeah, well, as often happens, you wore me down. And I was like, all right, fine, let's just try it.
And it'll say... You know,
so when we were talking with Carl Zimmer, we brought it up. Now, unfortunately, I think this is a day when you were out of town.
Yes.
I think your son was getting married.
Yes, he was.
And
but Carl was doing like tag team work for me.
Okay. All right. So the definition of translation in biology is taking a sequence in DNA and using the genetic code to translate it into proteins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the discovery of this was maybe even more exciting than the discovery of the double helix structure.
Really?
Yeah.
It was bigger than Watson and Crick?
Yeah. Well, at least equivalent.
Wow.
So here's the quick story. So what happened was...
Okay, so just to set the table here, we all know that DNA is a thing and that when you're born, you get half your DNA from your mom, half your DNA from your dad. Now, Francis Crick and James Watson just figured out the structure of DNA, that basically the recipe of DNA, your recipe, is comprised of four bases and a long string. A, T, C, and G. That's it. But here's the problem. See, like, we humans, we're more than DNA. We are these fleshy, peeing piles of muscle and bone. And all of that stuff, all the stuff of us, comes from proteins.
Yeah. We have like 100,000 different proteins in our body. Different kinds of proteins.
So the question was...
like, how does all that get generated?
Like, how do those four simple bases become the amino acids that become the hundreds of thousands of proteins that make us us?
How do you make the translation? People were thinking of this as just this incredibly complicated problem that might never be solved. And the first person to really think seriously about this was not a geneticist. It was a cosmologist named George Gamow.
Huh.
And Gamow just said, wait a minute, this isn't that complicated. This is just cryptography. This is a code problem.
Gamow thought, okay, I know that DNA contains four bases, A, T, C, and G, and I know that they somehow create hundreds of thousands of proteins.
So I just need to think of a clever way of, you know, creating a little code machine where you put in the DNA...
A, T, C, A, A, C, C, G, G, A, T, C, A, G, G, G...
sequence, and then... out comes the protein. Like, what simple code could I do that?
And just sitting there, no experiments, no nothing, just thinking. This guy Gamow decides.
I think that our cells read our genes three bases at a time.
Like, instead of AT, CG, AC, Gamow thought maybe it's ATA, CCG, TCA, AAC, AAG, ATT. In other words, whatever it was that was reading the DNA in the cell, maybe it was reading it in triples, not pairs. Because if you have sets of three rather than two, Gamow figured, well, that mathematically would give you more possibilities, and that might put you on the path to making all those hundreds of thousands of proteins.
Yep.
Now, this was just a guess, but shortly after, the double helix duo, Watson and Crick...
and a group of other scientists worked it all out. They figured out how you get from physically get from DNA into proteins.
Here's how it works, sort of. Inside the cell, the DNA is sitting there, all coiled up. A set of molecules come along, attach to it, unzip it,
and make a copy of it.
This copy is now made of RNA, which is like DNA, very similar.
Still in a basic sort of four-letter format.
But it's now on the move because it pedals over to this big old factory in the cell called...
the ribosome. It's just this crazy, floppy, convulsive collective of molecules.
And once the RNA copy is inside this big factory, another kind of RNA comes over and begins to... read the bases three at a time, like...
okay, ATA, well, that must be... boom. Oh, you know, GGC, well, that's going to be...
And it begins to create this chain of amino acids, which are sort of the beginning of proteins. And eventually, the ribosome will take this chain and... eject it out. So that they can...
do their thing, you know, grab oxygen or cut up your food.
Or make your hair or the cartilage in your ear, your teeth or your toes, or the neurons that carry the thoughts you think.
Or whatever.
It does displace the, quote, author of you. Because, I remember growing up thinking, oh, DNA is my sort of like manual, my blueprint or something. All of me is in there, and that's just somehow it opens, and then out pops me. But you're saying that there's this thing that is reading these three base pairs and forming any of 100,000 proteins? Suddenly I'm thinking that's where their game is, not the DNA, but in the thing that's reading the DNA.
Well, yeah. I mean, DNA is just a totally meaningless molecule just flopping around unless there is a way of reading it.
But doesn't the reader of the DNA come from the DNA?
Sure.
See, that's just weird.
Yes. So you have genes for the parts of the ribosome.
At this point, producer Tim Howard and producer Soren Wheeler stepped in.
It's like a book that births its own reader.
That's
that will read the book.
Not exactly, though, because that does you are sort of putting DNA up on that pedestal.
But sequentially, it is. Sequentially, it is. It's first.
What is
DNA?
How's DNA first?
Well, you're saying it's in the order of events. You begin with DNA, and then after that, you get the ribosome and the RNA.
Events of what?
Of you.
Okay, but you got to bear in mind that you, I don't know how far back you want to go with you. No, seriously, where do we start with you? Do you want to start Jad the fertilized egg?
Well, sure, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Jad the fertilized egg has DNA and these ribosomes.
Oh, so the readers are already present.
When a cell divides, two new copies of DNA go into each new cell, but they also divide up all the ribosomes from the original cell. So they're taking the factories with them. The DNA is never without the code.
Okay, so it's like Moses with the tablets together. Right?
Jim, like Moses.
Did I get it or is it Noah?
Can I just say I've never thought of it that way? So I might need to think about this. Right.
What makes the ribosomes then? Does it come from the DNA? I thought you just said that.
Yes.
How does it make the ribosome without the ribosome to help it make the ribosome?
What? Wait. Wait.
Well,
you need a translator
the DNA codes for the ribosome. So how do you make the ribosome without a ribosome to translate the code to make the ribosome?
You couldn't.
Wait a second. I'm so confused now.
You've got to take the DNA and the ribosome partnership all the way back through billions of years. These two parts of the system evolved and became dependent on each other very early in the history of life.
In fact, Carl says a lot of biologists think that life
started out as just RNA, no DNA. And so you would basically have these little organisms that would have these little kind of protogenes made of RNA. And eventually, these RNA molecules started to connect amino acids together to make the little building blocks of proteins.
So you're saying that people generally think RNA came first?
That is one of a couple leading hypotheses today.
So it's possible that RNA came first, then DNA. Somehow, suddenly, I'm thinking, oh, we should have been talking about RNA all along.
Well, I mean, just in general, RNA has been incredibly neglected and ignored. And
so, the Bible, instead of "in the beginning was a word," should have been "in the beginning was the person reading the word,"
or "in the beginning was the code." Yeah.
Did you guys feel the earth shake just now? There was some kind of vibration happening. And in my head, too, because I was thinking, I finally get it now. Like, I get it.
Good.
Because DNA got sold to us as, like, this is the first step in understanding the mystery of life, right? But it somehow doesn't feel like that anymore. I'm suddenly like, RNA, the ribosome. That's where the real mystery is.
I like the way you're thinking.
And so Jad discovers that we are all translations, that translation is the true mystery, the deep secret of life.
Who invited you in here?
If I said I told you so, you wouldn't be able to translate that, honestly.
Very good. And now, let's say goodbye. Tura dishkevi bye-bye. Now you try.
나에게 부드러운 사랑, 나에게 달콤한 사랑, 날 보내두지 않을 당신은 내 인생이 완리어 만든 그리고 난 그렇게 늘 상 나에게 부드러운 사랑, 나에게 진정한
I'm done. This one's so hard. It doesn't make any sense because all the syllables are totally off. Okay.
그리고 난 항상 곧.
Yay.
That heroic translation from the Korean of Oralee is by Margaret Glaspy. So thank you, Margaret.
Yeah, and thanks to all our singers. Fiesta, who sang Old MacDonald in Bambara, which is the Malayan language.
Catherine McCarthy, who did our Italian version of Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Leah Torres, who did the German I've Been Working on the Railroad.
Aza Khalil, who did the Arabic Amazing Grace, and she's the mom of our intern.
Reem. Yes. And of course, our puppeteer from our apocalyptical show, Myron Gusso, did our Russian version of You Are My Sunshine.
Kiran Alwalia doing the Hindi version of Three Blind Mice.
And finally, with the piano and musical interpretation on everything, John Dryden.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Oh, and you know what? If you go to our website, radiolab.org, you can hear a proto-version of Radiolab in Spanish, which we'd like your feedback on.
Yep.
I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich. Valkator.
Start of message.
Hi, this is David Eagleman.
Hello, this is Carl Zimmer.
This is Kim Van Cleef.
Radiolab is produced by Jad Abumrad.
Our staff includes Alan Horn, Soren Wheeler.
Soren Wheeler, who produced this show. Woo!
Tim Howard, Brenna Farrell.
Molly Webster, Melissa O'Donnell, Dylan Keefe,
Jamie York,
Andy Mills, Kelsey Padgett, and Matt Kielty.
With help from Adrian Walk, Reem Abdu, and Claire Tinnesketter.
Special thanks to Nancy Updike, Larry Kaplow,
Emily Condon, John Lomberg,
Nick Dusaforo,
TJ Voigt, Alberto Ferraras,
Wallace Almeida, Suzanne Franks, and everyone at Language Line.
End of message.
All right, so listen, the show's over, right?
It's definitely
totally
over. We've said goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. So like anyone
so this
listening
is like
right
a,
now,
this is now we're not even here really.
No, this is for the people who want to venture into some, well, hideous territory, really awful territory.
We asked listeners to send in.
So tell us what you think of us. Tell you know, like, do you like us? Yeah. And here's what we got.
Malparijo, puta gonorrea de mierda.
Du Mistgeburt, du Kackbratze, du Horst, du Weicher.
Okutegi tati band chod, mother chod.
Kanin nia jibai, kanin zoma, kanin shioi.
Zoma hotra, du eren vasht idioten, ya.
Me cago en la puta que te parió, gilipollas.
Ojalá tus huevos se conviertan en tumores y tu esperma en fuego para que...
Vito satana, perkele.
Jódete, hijo de perra.
Skeleton fit givers.
Kanin.
Ranjute!
Mina era ali!
Porreiro!
Porra, que coisa mais escrota, seu viado filho da...
Mubuia, they've shut them in boutique.
Now in English.
You're... of a bird.